So I invite you to close your eyes and relax into the arms of Spirit that is taking care of us on a daily basis. There was a statement, you are taken care of. What does that mean to you? How would that impact and change your life right now if the challenge or the situation you are dealing with is taken care of? This is an exercise in trust. This is an exercise in belief. This is an exercise in cognizing that you are magnificent and you are connected to the Creator of all things. Inside of you is a piece of the divine, and it is surrounded by a field of benevolence, and it wants to harmonize and balance. Let us invite this harmonizing, balancing energy to be amplified in our lives in an even grander way, in a way that is beyond what we can imagine. We call upon the harmonization and balancing of our energy. Dear Spirit, bring me benevolence. And just breathe that in. Breathe in that energy of expected benevolence to show up in your life. And the first way this benevolence reveals itself to us now is through a message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Do you think angels are real? What a large subject, especially for a channeler to reveal to you. And there are so many layers of this revelation. No matter what belief system you've been exposed to, or what you've heard about, there usually is a place for angels. You see them depicted everywhere, paintings everywhere. It's almost like a fact of life. If you're a human being, in certain cultures, you've heard of angels. If you are invested in a certain belief system, you sing about them. They've been with you for a very long time. Are they real? There are those who say they're not, that they are the hoped-for manifestation of spirituality that a human being then creates so that they will have hope in their life or be able to report perhaps to an angel or ask an angel for things or whatever it is, but there's really nothing there. I would like to report to you, there is something there. That which is angelic is very real. But what if the angelic part was a perception from the human of something that was even more sacred than an angel? What if angels in general were not all one thing? Like, here's an angel, there's another angel, there's a male angel, a female angel. What if it were not like that at all? I would love to take you back to that which is a story. It is perhaps a story that is told more in one belief system than another, but you all might then relate to it. We talk about the man named Moses on a mountaintop, which my partner has actually visited and sat where they think perhaps all of this took place, where an angel appeared to Moses and gave him instructions. What did Moses see? What was truly there? It was called the burning bush. Now, we are calling it angelic energy. What if the burning bush was not at all a bush that was burning? What if instead it was some kind of a multidimensional energy that emulated and then also manifested what appeared to Moses to be light or even fire? But it wasn't either. That's what you get when you have a multidimensional source. Now, today, you have many things that emulate light and emanate light and all of the things, and you'd think nothing of it. But back then, there was none of it. So what if there was a multidimensional ball of light? But all Moses could think of or describe of was that it was a bush on fire that did not consume itself. What if that was the first time an angel appeared that was written about and described in that fashion, the burning bush? And what did that voice, that angel, say to Moses? And you might say that the words uttered then for the first time were not the ones that are even describable or understandable. I am that I am. Here's the example, dear ones, for many of you, of the first time the angels would appear and be written about and described. So you see, perhaps, that it isn't everything you were told, or perhaps it wasn't even able to be told to you in the correct way. What if there are multidimensional sources that would appear to you on this planet that are helpful to you and just for you? What if they come from your soul? What if your higher self could manifest itself in certain ways so that it could appear to you when you needed it in a way that would really change your life or steer you in a way, in any kind of way? What would that look like? And the answer is probably an angel. Would it be an angel? And you would say, well, actually, if it were my higher self, it might be, but it's me in another dimension. Are angels real? Would that be real? And the answer is yes. We've spoken of helpers and guides and angels all through the channeling career for all of these years that I have been with you and channeling for you. And we use the word angels and we group that in some kind of an energy that you would understand. Let's talk about for a moment what an angel would be to you, to many people, that you would expect. It's interesting, is it not, that so many angels are feminine? Sure, there are the powerful male ones, but in general, it's often a beautiful woman in a white robe, emanating light with a golden crown. A halo, you might say. And if you take a look at those paintings and those perspectives and those anticipations, why is it feminine? Because that is the mother energy that every single human being knows about. Mother. Whether it was true of your mother or not, the expectation is compassion, beauty, taking care of you, being safe, in the arms of mom. This would be then the reason why so many of the angels appear in the perspective of a female, It's mother energy. The second thing is the beauty, the youth of the angel. You don't find the report of many old angels appearing to you. They're almost all in youth, and they shine with their beauty, and you know that. It has the purity of perhaps the white robe. All of these are metaphoric, but it is the perception of the human being. You want it to be that way, do you not? And then it's interesting that Scripture would often report when angels appear, what they would say to a human being. In any form they would appear, the first thing they would say is, don't be afraid. If you look at the actual vernacular, the time is, fear not, they would say. I mean, don't be afraid. Now, why would you be afraid of a beautiful woman coming into your perspective that might be helpful? Ah, now we get into some other things. What if that angelic power was present to such a degree that you see, instead of a beautiful woman who has a crown, who's appearing to you in a lovely voice, what if it was a spinning, multidimensional ball of fire and light, and on comes through the wall at you, might even? Well, that would explain, don't be afraid, would it not? So what if there's a lot more here about the appearance of angels? All of this, and I'm telling you, circles around one thing. Divinity visits humanity. Yes, there are angels. It isn't always what you think. It doesn't always have a name. It's not always from heaven, you might say, or a place that you designed where angels stay and have dinner together. It's so much more. What if the word angels, that are very real, only go into a metaphor of divinity that visits you? You could have an angelic visit, dear one, and have it right in front of you and understand it, and the light would be there, the voice would be there, and you'd understand what was going on, and no one else would see it. In fact, most wouldn't even believe it. And then there are appearances of angels where groups could see it, because the angelic energy, the divinity at the moment, might have actually been needed to show a group. This has happened numbers of times over history. Now, let me broach something to you I've never broached before. Do you believe your planet Gaia is alive? Could it have sentience? Could Gaia itself manifest these kinds of things for you to experience with messages? And the answer is yes. I want you to talk to some seamen, those who spend time on the ocean or in history, and some of their tales, not of sea monsters, but of angels, and how they appeared to them. And I'm telling you that Gaia itself can manifest these things, which you then see as angels. The last one, well, it's pretty controversial. You might not like it. What if, dear ones, there are ascended planets? What if there are planets in this galaxy of yours that have gone through the test, that have also had divinity in their bodies, so much so that they went into an ascension status where they are pieces and parts of God itself, you might say, or the Creator, and they can visit anywhere and be helpful? I'll call them star family. And what if they showed up? What would they look like? I'll tell you. An angel. What you cannot know is what multidimensionality actually looks like. And so your mind and your brain does the best it can when it sees a portal open up in front of you that contains such beautiful energy that spins with the love of spirit, that radiates with a multidimensional compassion, that talks to you in certain ways that you understand it is way beyond anything that you expected. This would be a star mother. They have come as well. They look just like they look. Beautiful women from the stars. You call them angels. Are angels real? All of those things, divinity that visits you, is real. The big thing I would leave you with is, why would they visit you at all? What's the purpose? And the answer is because God loves you and knows your name. Because you are something that is needed and understood in this beautiful planet you're in, needed. You are worthy to be here, dear ones, or they would not take the time to appear and hold your hand and take you out of fear or help you heal your body. I am crying in love with all of you, telling you the truth about angels. And so it is.